In this week's parsha, we start Sefer Devarim, the last of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It is Moshe Rabbeinu's long-lasting speech to Am Yisrael, where he tries to impart words of inspiration, chizik, tochacha, musar, in order so that Klal Yisrael has these lifelong messages as they enter into Eretz Yisrael and continue their journey. In the beginning of this parsha in particular, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the Exodus, the leaving of Mitzrayim, and then eventually coming to the Chet HaMeraglim, coming to the fateful sin which Am Yisrael, the initial door, the door that left Mitzrayim, the generation that left Egypt, that they transgressed a terrible sin, and where they rejected Eretz Yisrael, in which they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, due to the slanderous reports from the Meraglim. And as Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting this, and he's speaking to the children of that generation, right at this point, Klal Yisrael is on the cusp of entering into Eretz Yisrael. We're at the 40th year, and Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the children of that generation which had previously died out because of the rejection of Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says something very interesting as he recounts and says that only Kalev and Yoshua were the ones who were zocha to enter into Eretz Yisrael, despite from that generation, and the rest of the generation was condemned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have died out in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu says something quite interesting. He says, "Gam bi bizanef Hashem biglachem limor gam atem lo savosham." The gam ata lo savosham. The Moshe Rabbeinu says that it wasn't just the Am Yisrael who needed to incur the punishment of dying in the Midbar, dying in the desert, but it was me myself. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished due to the Chet HaMeraglim, and this is quite striking considering the fact that we all know that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu suffered and was not able to enter into Eretz Yisrael was nothing to do with the Chet HaMeraglim, but seemingly had everything to do with Mei Meriva. We don't have to remember so long ago when Klal Yisrael was complaining about water after the entire generation once again died out. We're talking about the new generation, the Sefer Devarim, where Sefer Bamidbar rather, where the new generation complaining like the old generation, they wanted some water, there was no water available, Miriam had died, the Bar Miriam no longer was with them, and they were thirsty for some water. Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to the rock, and instead he hits the rock, and it is at that juncture where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron that they are no longer zocha to enter into Eretz Yisrael. They do not have the privilege of entering into the land of Israel, rather they need to die in the Midbar. So seemingly the Torah itself attests to the fact that it has nothing to do with the Chet HaMeraglim. Rather, Moshe Rabbeinu's inability to enter into Israel had everything to do with Mei Meriva. So the Mefarshim pick up on this, and they try to explain exactly what is Moshe Rabbeinu getting at. Some suggest that it has to do with the fact that it was Klal Yisrael's overall attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their overall lack of emunah, which caused both the Chet HaMeraglim and Mei Meriva. The fact that they did not have faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, the fact that they didn't have, it was the same source of the lack of faith of having water that caused them to complain and caused Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to them in such a harsh way, to perhaps folly in carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will by hitting the rock as opposed to speaking to the rock. It is because of those things, because of Am Yisrael's lack of emunah, which caused Moshe Rabbeinu's downfall. And maybe that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is getting at. There was just an attitude thing. The Ramban himself talks about a two-tiered level of commitment. That there was two issues or two sins which Moshe Rabbeinu incurred because and was not unable to enter into Israel. Number one was the Chet HaMeraglim, and in addition there was also Mei Meriva. He accounts for both of them. The Rav Soloveitchik has a very interesting approach, and he talks about how perhaps there was something deeper that's going on over here between Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael, and that is that it's Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe was the teacher of Am Yisrael. Moshe was the leader of Am Yisrael. He was the captain of the ship, so to speak. And when the ship went down, so did Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was tied to the door which he brought out of Mitzrayim and raised in the Midbar. And it was because of Moshe Rabbeinu's dedication towards that generation. Perhaps that was the unfortunate result of the fact that he needed to incur the same punishment. The Rav points to a very interesting halacha. We know Maseches Makos, when it comes to a person who kills inadvertently, he needs to flee to the Ir Mikla. And there's a very fascinating halacha. The Gemara tells us that when an individual is sent out to Galus, when he has to leave his home because he killed somebody inadvertently, killed somebody in Beshogeg, his Rebbe is forced to accompany him to the Ir Miklat. That the Rebbe needs to attend the Ir Miklat with him. Highlighting once again that there is this inherent and deep connection between Rebbe and Talmud, between leader and the nation that individual is leading. And because Moshe Rabbeinu was tied to his generation, because Moshe Rabbeinu was attached at the hip to his generation, and his generation was unable to enter into Eretz Yisrael, so too, unfortunately, he was unable to enter into Eretz Yisrael as well. And maybe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu points to the fact, Beglachem, because you were not able to enter into Israel, so too I. And from a very technical standpoint, it is true. Imagine that Am Yisrael does not go through with the Chet HaMeraglim. Then what ends up happening? Klal Yisrael enters straight into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu as their leader. But it's because they were not unable to overcome those transgressions, because they were unable to shake that attitude, that lack of emunah that they had in the Ribono Shalom. Therefore, the entire generation, as well as its leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, was unfortunately condemned to die out there in the Midbar. And the Rav reflects upon the unfortunate lack of missed opportunity to have Moshe Rabbeinu inspire his generation, to instill within them both by the door that left Mitzrayim, generation that left Mitzrayim, and the generation which entered into Eretz Yisrael with the proper emunah, with the proper faith in the Ribono Sholom, that they were constantly complaining, they were remembering the good times that they had in Mitzrayim, and obviously a certain amount of propaganda went into that. And it was unfortunate from the standpoint that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest leader that we've ever had, a person who was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim El Panim, who was a qualitatively different type of individual and human being, that he himself was unable to inspire and uplift his generation into Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, because of that, he needs to die out in the Midbar like the rest of his generation. And he, as the captain of the ship, he goes down with the ship. And that's unfortunately what the Torah is telling us. Gambi bishanef Hashem biglalchem. Because of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. Because of you, I'm not able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Because I was not able to properly inspire you to take the next step in order to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And I think this is a very appropriate message concerning the fact that we are on Erev Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara, the Chazal tells us that every generation that does not build the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if it's destroyed. And I think what Chazal is trying to tell us is that we have opportunities in life in order to make something great. And every generation, we have the opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't do that, it's kilu, we destroyed it. This generation that Moshe Rabbeinu was leading into Eretz Yisrael had the opportunity to usher in Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader known to mankind, as being the leader to enter into Eretz Yisrael, eventually become the Melech. There's the Rav famously said that he would have been Melech Mashiach, and that would have been the end of the days. That would have been Yemosa Mashiach right away. But unfortunately, that generation and Moshe Rabbeinu were not unable to connect properly. They were unable to rectify their sins. And due to that, they unfortunately have to die out in the Midbar. So too, we have an opportunity every single year to try to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, which is already there, the Maimar Chazal is that it's as if you destroyed it if you didn't bring it in your days or in your generation. Meaning it's already there to a certain degree beneath the surface. But we need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. And I think the next pasuk in the Torah, after Gam bi besanav Hashem beglachem, actually points to a bit of hope. Yoshua ben Nun, haomi lefanecha, hu yavo shama oso chazik, ki hu yanchilanu es Yisrael. The next pasuk is what, even though Moshe Rabbeinu unfortunately was not Zocha, the greatest leader known to mankind, was unable to properly connect, inspire, educate, and uplift his generation, and because of that, they were unfortunately left to the Midbar. They were left to die where they were. However, that's not the end of the story. Yehoshua, who was great, not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, a lesser leader than Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to take the messages from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to be properly educated, and he was able to rise to the level of leadership where he himself was able to bring the children, the next generation, the hope of Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. He was able to continue that message, that path, that shlichus, which Moshe Rabbeinu was sent upon. And I believe for us, even though we've seen throughout Jewish history many great generations, many great rabbanim, many great Jewish leaders who have tried and attempted to inspire each generation to do tshuva properly in order to really rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And unfortunately, we're not able to do so. Nevertheless, despite the fact that we are in a generation where we do not have a Vilna Gaon, and we don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't have the Rambam, or the great Gedolim of the past generation, nevertheless, we look towards the Torah, and we get inspiration that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu who brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, but it was Yehoshua. It was the next generation that were able to finally break through. They were finally able to be inspired and uplifted in order to be brought into Eretz Yisrael. We should all be zocha to take the messages from Yehoshua and be properly uplifted and inspired, be properly engaged in repentance in order that we could truly be zocha to build the Beis HaMikdash from here of Yemenu. Amen.